98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Last year, Reality Check took its rightful place on the bestsellers list, making it one of the books to read of the summer. But now, author, Dublin-based author Vicky Nataro is back with her second novel, Long Story, which is no doubt going to be on your reading list this year. And she joins us now live in studio on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Good morning,
woohoo,
Vicky.
Delighted to be here.
Thank you for coming in.
Vicky, congratulations.
Thanks.
Your second book.
Ah, they fly out.
Oh my gosh. I loved Reality Check so much.
Thank you.
Tell us about Long Story. Is it a continuation or is it a whole new story?
No, but we are saying that it's in the Vicky Nataro cinematic universe because
nice.
Some of the characters from Reality Check will
the
pop
VCU,
up. That's it.
If we can coin
yeah,
that.
We're
okay.
going to trademark
yeah.
that. Long Story tells the tale of Tara and Alex, two best friends who've been close since they met in stage school when they were 11 years old.
Oh.
They were living my stage school fantasies that I never got to live. And now they're pushing 40 and one of them has gone through a marriage breakup mm-hmm. and a fella that they used to kind of squabble over has reared his head with his memoir and revealed truths about both of them that
oh.
neither of them knew.
Oh.
So there's ructions.
Okay.
So it's a story about friendship. It's about two women who are, you know, around my age and all of the trials and tribulations that go with, you know, a platonic friendship that's really intense.
And gosh. Where did you come up with the inspiration for this story? Is it something that kind of related to you growing up in early life from schools? Were you a stage school kid?
No, I wished. I wanted
yeah.
to be. My mum wouldn't let me go to the Billy Barry. She said
no.
I was too annoying already.
Okay.
Would you believe? She was like, you're too precocious. I'm not making this worse. No, I've just always wanted to write about friendship. And I liked the idea of a double hander. So the book is told through both of the women's point of view. The chapters mm-hmm. go back and forth between
nice.
Each of them. So you're kind of getting both of their perspectives. And I love perspective in a novel because, you know, like the characters only know what they know. They don't know what the other one knows. You know?
Is it? Like,
so it made for a really pacey read because you finish Tara's chapter and you're dying to see what Alex has to say about what happened, you know? So,
yeah,
I think all women can relate. Everyone can relate to a story about friendship.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
I think those particular ones that are formed when you're a tween or a teen are so intense.
The legacy friendships.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I cannot wait to read this. And we've seen so many amazing books over the years be brought onto the screen, I should say. So movies and TV shows. If this was to get made into a TV series or a movie, who would play the two characters?
Do you know, I have aspirations beyond any budgets that anyone has. I'd also need this happening. Reality check.
I could picture.
I mean, they both need to happen. Let's be
yeah.
real. I need a time machine because I want Tara to be a young Julia Roberts.
Oh, like,
okay.
Pretty Woman era.
What about
Julia
Emma
Roberts.
The niece?
Yeah, Emma Roberts could do it. We dye her hair red.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And Alex, I don't know, maybe like a Margot Robbie vibe.
Oh yeah.
They're Irish characters though, so they have to be able to do the Irish accent. Maybe we get Saoirse.
Well, we won't get anyone ill Mobland anyway. Let's put it that way.
I haven't seen Mobland
yet.
That's nice. The accent style.
My husband's watching it. Yeah,
let me tell you. Vicky, let me ask you. So coming back to as an author to write your second novel, what was your process in getting into the headspace to sit down? Like, did you just sit down at a desk and say, I'm gonna do this story now. I've got a tale
yeah,
to tell.
Pretty
what
much.
Was your process for that?
So I started writing Reality Check, Long Story, during the promo last year for Reality Check. So
right.
when
no
I was
way.
In with you last time, I was mid-draft for this.
Fair play.
So yeah, I just tend to kind of lock myself away in tracksuit bottoms with my little dog and
yeah.
just type. And on days that I have to do other things, you know, I kind of group them together.
Yes.
So I have a podcast as well. I have my podcast days and I have my writing days.
Right, okay.
But like I said, this one was, it was because it's such a pacey read, I did get it done pretty quickly.
Yeah,
so
it was easy
brilliant.
To just, it just came out onto the page.
Yeah, and I'm really lucky with that. That's not always the case.
That's
yeah.
so cool
yeah.
that you're able to just also do it at such a busy time as well.
That's it, yeah. I mean, like, obviously I do take weeks where I'm like, nobody talk to me,
yeah.
especially in the editing process. I'm
yes.
just like, leave me be.
Yeah.
But no, it's a team effort. The editors are amazing, the publicists, everyone. It's just, it's such a machine and it's brilliant. I've
yeah.
loved every second of it.
Oh, I cannot wait to read it. And let's talk about your podcast. You had me at Hello.
Yes.
For anyone who hasn't heard it, what's it all about?
It's about rom-coms. So
ooh.
Guests come on and talk to me about their favourite rom-com, basically.
Oh,
it's a very simple format,
yeah.
but we both re-watch the film like the night before, so it's fresh, and we
mm-hmm.
just dissect it, and we talk about everything from the music to the stars to the chemistry, the storyline, and how it's kind of related to our own lives. So we've done everything from Dirty Dancing to Jerry Maguire to How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, and it's just
Iconic.
You'll have to come on.
Oh, I would love to. I listened to Georgie Crawford's episode all about Serendipity.
The Christmas one.
I would do As Good As It Gets.
Would you? Oh, brilliant.
I love
As Good As It Gets.
That
you have to
movie.
Come on and do it.
It is one of my favourite movies of all
it's
time.
So
and it's
amazing.
Overlooked sometimes it as a rom-com. I think it's great.
Because it's about older people, but
that's
I love
it.
That.
Yeah, it's a great thing. So you're heading. You're a proud resident of Stonybatter. You're involved in the festival this upcoming weekend.
Yes.
Yes,
I have an event on in Top to Toe Beauty Salon. Shout out to my girlies.
Nice.
They threw me a party last year. This year it's going to be buzzier because it's festival weekend. So come join us. There'll be books for sale and you can have a little drink and have some fun.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Great. And for anyone who's listening right now and they're dying to read Long Story, where can they get it?
Well, the best place to buy it would be your local bookshop. So either online or in real life. And you can also get it on Audible and on Kindle and in the airport and everywhere. It's available everywhere.
Brilliant. Yeah. And really quickly, any plans for another book after Long Story?
I might have just finished a
we have a trilogy.
Vicky, that is amazing. That
we
is
have
amazing.
A Christmas bumper pack, ladies and gentlemen.
And wait for the TV series, no doubt.
Please, come on, call me producers.
Vicky Natara, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A new prize.
She's back.
I have the prize.
98FM.
Oh, gosh, I missed it so much.
Last time you played Matchy Matchy, what happened, Rebecca?
We won Matchy Matchy the last time I was here.
We won Matchy Matchy. You won Matchy Matchy the last time you were. You matched.
Yeah,
you
matched three.
Yeah, you matched three.
Elaine,
correct.
I believe it was.
Yeah, and she won all the prizes and you went off on your holidays. So can you repeat that today?
Well, fingers crossed. It'll depend now, though. You know what I mean? And I know in the meantime, we've launched, obviously, a new game of Matchy Matchy and there are new prizes up for grabs. Shall we take a listen to AI Rebecca and Brendan?
Power wash your life with this brand new power washer.
Nice.
Enjoy a smoothie with a new Nutribullet.
Fab.
And answer your door with a Ring doorbell.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Win, win, win. What amazing
Can
prizes.
Can I just say, I really didn't think that that was AI. I really didn't think. And now I've discovered that actually it is AI. And you've just explained it to me. And that is the best thing ever. I thought it was just you two acting.
That's AI, Rebecca.
It's class. Yeah. I love it.
Did you think that we were just in doing a bit of a mini pantomime?
I thought you were away on holidays sitting in a bar in Greece.
AI, Rebecca and Brendan have a life of their own, Carl.
Love
and good morning to Kira in Rohini, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Kira, how are you?
All good. How are you?
Very well. Very. Rebecca is glowing from our holly bops.
Good.
I have a few freckles. Kira, do you have any holidays planned yourself?
I'm heading off in November to Sydney, Bali and Thailand.
Wow!
It's a little trip then.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's going to be amazing. That's a trip of a lifetime. Have you been to any of those places before, Australia or Thailand?
Lovely. And what do you do? What do you do in everyday life? What do you work at?
I work in the Mara Hospital.
Right, so you need a holiday. You deserve a holiday.
You deserve
Fair
a Kira.
Play to you.
Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning, myself or Carl?
I'm going to go with yourself.
Yay! Now, we got some nice things in the booth for you while you were away. Yeah, all right. Now, Kira, have you played Matchy Matchy? Have you played along before?
Yeah, I play along in the morning.
Right, and how do you get on usually?
Good.
Okay, all right. Well, fingers crossed you'll win those fabulous prizes. Are you ready?
All good, yeah.
Okay. Your first word this morning is green.
Green... green bin.
Green bin. That's a good one. Your second word this morning is taco.
Taco fries.
Taco fries. There's nothing like a bit of taco fries after a night out. And your third word this morning is bath.
Tub.
Bath tub. Okay, so you've got green bin, you've got taco fries.
Can I change?
Change which one?
The bat. I'll change it to bat bomb.
Bat bomb. Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely. Very bougie. Rebecca will like that one. Green bin, taco fries and bath bomb. Are you ready to lock in those answers?
Yeah.
All right. Locking them in. Bring back Rebecca. Here she is. She's back. She is back. All right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
There was a Greek salad in there this morning.
There was. We got some feta cheese just for you.
Enough.
Right. Rebecca Sheckled something. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm
here
excited.
We go. Okay, your first word this morning is green?
Green.
Green.
Green grass.
Green grass. Your second word this morning is taco.
Taco.
Yeah.
T-A-C-O.
Yeah.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. And your third word this morning...
oh, dear.
...is bath.
Bathtub.
Bathtub. Have you matched for your first day back? Rebecca Sheckle, something you haven't.
Stop it!
No. You did.
Did we get any? Did
you got very close to one. Oh. Because Kira had bathtub,
yeah,
and she changed it to bath bomb.
Oh, Kira, yeah, so close, but yet so far. What did you say after green?
She said green bin.
Oh, that's
and
good.
And she said taco fries.
Delicious.
I don't know where Taco Bell came from, but there you go.
I just think Taco Bell, taco. What?
Yeah, I know. Well, Kira, thank you so much for playing along this morning. We will send you out a 98FM goodie bag just for being you, and have a great time in your holidays, won't you?
Thank you.
Cheers,
all right,
Kira. Thank
have a great
you
day. We're playing Matchy Matchy again tomorrow. If you want to play, 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.